James chapter 1, it's Thanksgiving time again. It ought to always be Thanksgiving time, but that time of the year when we hopefully take a moment and say thank you, Lord. There's a lot of people thankful about their jobs or their boss or their money or their friend or their spouse or their children, and all those things have their place. But if we exclude God, we have missed the most important part of Thanksgiving. James chapter 1, look in verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. God is a God who gives good gifts, especially to His people, but to all mankind. The gift of salvation is available to whosoever. And if you're not saved, you are alive this morning because the Lord has kept you alive and offering you that salvation. Psalm 106, verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endureth forever." And just to make sure we didn't miss it, those same words are repeated in Psalm 107, verse 1, Psalm 118, verse 1, Psalm 136, verse 1. He said, "Give thanks." There's my thought. Give thanks. Thanks. I want to try to preach on this thought. Thanks and giving. Thanks and giving. Thanksgiving starts with thanks. Appreciation. I thank you for what you've done for me because I appreciate it. That, as you know, is one of my pet peeves, for people not to say thank you. When you do something you don't have to, and sometimes that they don't deserve, and they don't even express the appreciation of thanks, I have a problem with that. Thanks shows appreciation. Notice what the verse said there in James. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes from the Father. And thanking Him shows that we appreciate what He's done for us. I think this morning we ought to appreciate His Scripture. I have a Bible that tells me about the Lord, tells me His will, tells me how to get to heaven, tells me how to escape hell, tells me what He wants, tells me what's right and wrong, tells me how to get through the difficult times, tells me how to love others, tells me how to stand against sin. This Bible is God's Word. It should be our roadmap, our love letter. It should be our manual that we use in our daily walk in this world. I am thankful to God He has given us a Bible. I think we ought to appreciate His salvation. It is a free gift. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is a gift that He gives. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:15, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." I've said this before, but if I was in charge of salvation, I'd have a different plan than God does. If you want to get to my heaven, you better prove you deserve it. You better treat me right and do me right and obey every word that I say, or you ain't getting to my heaven. But that's not how God is. He gives it as a free gift to people who do not deserve it and cannot earn it. What a good God we have. I'm talking about thanks. Thanks means I appreciate what God has done. We should appreciate His Scripture, and we should appreciate His salvation, and we ought to appreciate His security. Jesus said, and I give unto, there it is again, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. He didn't give us something that we can keep if we hold on to it, or if we hold out, or if we pay the price. He gave us something that is secure. I am secure in Christ Jesus this morning. I say this carefully. I could not go to hell if I wanted to. By the way, I don't want to. And it's not me. It's not my merit. It's not that I'm a better person now than I used to be. It is all because of His grace that He has given to me freely. I ought to appreciate that. And I do. We ought to appreciate His security. We ought to appreciate His sufficiency. We just heard about it. He is enough. Whatever we need, He has. He told Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." No matter what we're facing, we have grace from God to help us through it. I said already this morning, that does not mean it's easy. It does not mean we'll breeze through and have no problems whatsoever. Sometimes it'll feel like you can't even breathe. Sometimes it'll feel like your world's falling apart. Sometimes it feels like your heart is broken, and it is. But the good God of heaven gives us grace to go on. We ought to thank Him and appreciate His sufficiency. He is enough by Himself. If you don't have any friends, if you don't have any family, if you don't have any money, if you don't have any help from anywhere else, you got help from heaven. That good and perfect gift comes from above, and we ought to appreciate His sufficiency. We should appreciate His supply. He gives us what we need. John 6:11 says, "And when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples." Jesus gave thanks for the bread and the fish. And He took what He had and gave to the disciples, and the disciples gave it to the people. Well, now those disciples didn't have the food enough to feed those people. But Jesus, when He blessed it and multiplied it, He gave to them and they passed it on. You know what that was? That was thanks and it was giving. They thanked Him for giving it to them, and they gave it to others. And I say this morning, we ought to thank the Lord for His supply. I have a car this morning because God gave me a car. I have clothes this morning because they came from God. I have a little bit of sense, not a lot, but what I have came from God. I say this morning, everything good comes from Him, and we ought to say, "Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to me." We should appreciate His servants. Now, I'll tell you one thing. We ain't perfect, and we have flaws, and we have problems, and we have issues, and sometimes God's people don't get along like we should, and sometimes God's people don't act like we should and respond like we should and react like we should. But I'll tell you one thing, I still thank the Lord for you. I am glad I've got brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm glad that God has given me some friends in the Lord. Paul seemed to agree with that. He said in 1 Thessalonians 1:2, "We give thanks to God always for you all." He said, "I just want to tell you, you're a blessing to me." And he said the same kind of things to the church at Colossae and Ephesians and Romans and Thessalonians and to Philemon and to the Corinthians even. He said, "I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all." I know there can be problems amongst God's people, but I'll tell you one thing, I thank the Lord for them. What a blessing. We ought to thank Him. We should appreciate His servants. I think we should appreciate His storms. Oh, Mindy sings that song that Larry Osborne wrote, "I thank you most for the valley." Now, that's difficult to say. until we realize what the valley is. God sends the storms like he did to Job and so many others that are difficult and break them down and hurt them, and it's hard on them and us. But those storms are for our good and his glory. Those storms are molding us and helping us and strengthening us. And they're also breaking us down to where we realize my only hope is God. I must go to him to get help. And we ought to appreciate the fact that he will let us hurt. You parents and grandparents, isn't it hard to let that child go when you know they're heading to trouble? Or you know what they're about to do is going to cause trouble? Or they're going to hurt. You send them to school, or you send them to the neighbors, or you send them to the friend's house, and you know they're going to get in a fuss, or they're going to skin their knee, but that's a part of growth, and you love them enough to let them go through it. And so does God. His storms are to help us, not just to hurt us, not just to drive us down, but to help us and drive us to him. It says, Job said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." You see, when we're going through the valley, that's when we face and experience and receive his grace. That's when we get power that's not from us. That's when he produces faith and patience, and we get it no other way. We won't get that on the smooth road. We won't get that in the mountain walking through clover knee-deep, but we get it in the valleys when he sends us through the storms. Those storms make us look to him, at least they're supposed to get our minds and our eyes off this world and the heartache and the trouble and the sin and the filthiness. And we get our eyes off of those things and on him. That's why he sends the storms. And I say this morning, thank you, Lord, for loving me that much. We should appreciate his selection. And I mean by that, he picked you in some way to serve him. The Bible says that the gifts, there's the word, and callings of God are without repentance. In other words, there's a gift and there's a calling, and those are connected. He gives us the gifts, the abilities, the wherewithal to do what he's called us to do. And you don't have to be called to preach to have a ministry for the Lord. You don't have to hold a position in the church to be a servant of God. Every child of God has a calling, if you will. And he has selected, he has put his hand on you and said, "I want you to do this." We talk about Moses and Elijah, and we talk about Paul and Stephen, and we should. But all they were men. We talk about Esther, and we talk about so many others in the Bible that are ladies that God used, and we should, but they were just ladies, just like you and just like me. God put his hand on them and said, "This is what I want you to do." I thank the Lord that God lets us be a part of his service, that we can be used of him in this mighty work that he's doing in this world. I thank the Lord for his selection, that he chooses us to serve him. Oh, I'm so glad God uses people who are not worthy. When we finally realize we're nothing enough, to where God must use us, and that we can do nothing of ourselves, that's when God can use us. As long as we think we have something, we have power, we have the ability, our intellect, our know-how, our talent, our personality, we ain't going to do much for God. You know why? Because what we do will bring glory to us. If I have talent and display it by singing a song, and I'm depending on my talent, my talent's what gets glory. But if I realize I may have the best talent in the world, but without that touch of God, my talent is nothing. You ever listen to these worldly singers? And I don't mean just filthy worldly singers, but songs that are not Christian? I don't. But I tell you one thing, they have good voices and they have a lot of talent, but there's no touch of God on it. And all of our talent and all of our ability is nothing without the touch of God. So I say this morning, if he can use me somehow, I sure thank him for it. I appreciate that. I'm talking this morning about thanks and giving. I think we should appreciate his spirit that he's given us him. He has given us him. God lives in me. And if you're saved, God lives in you. Jesus said, I will send you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Abide, to live in, to walk with, to go with. I say this morning, you are not alone. When you're by yourself, you're still not alone if you know the Lord. For not only are you there, but God is there. There's four of you at least. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit in you. Oh, sometimes we feel lonely. I understand that. But we're never alone. You never face one problem by yourself. You're never confronted with one situation by yourself. You never face one trouble, one need, one area without help from God. I appreciate that. I say this morning, thank you, Lord. I'm talking about thanks and giving. Thanks shows appreciation. I appreciate, Lord, what you've done. I thank you. I give you glory. Thanks not only shows appreciation, but it also shows acceptance. Notice what the word said. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He calls it good gifts. Now, make a list of good gifts. Salvation, plenty of money, health, good friends, good church, no problems. That's good gifts. I can recognize them easily. But there are also some good gifts that are pain and suffering and losing and going down. Now, I like the good gifts that I call good, but he says they're all good. The word thing shows not only appreciation, but it means acceptance. In other words, Lord, I appreciate what you're doing for me so much, and I know you're doing good for me. I not only appreciate it, but I accept it. I accept it. Now, I tell you, that's a tough one sometimes. When you want them to get well and they don't, it's hard to accept that. Hard to look at that as a good gift. When you want improvement and things get worse. When you want a promotion and you get demoted or fired. When you want them to like you and they don't. When you want the relationship to work out and it doesn't. When you want the family to improve and it seems to get worse. There are times when it seems like it's not a good gift. But he said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It all comes from him. Does that mean he causes sin? Of course not. Does that mean he causes people to do wrong? Of course not. But he allows us to go through everything we face for our good and his glory. And thanks means I accept it. I appreciate it. But I accept it. You see, when you say thanks to somebody, you're showing that you're aware of what they did. And you not only appreciate it, but you accept it. It is as though we're yielding ourselves to him 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. Personally, not the church, not the country, not the world, not everybody, but you. This is God's will. And he said, give thanks in everything, give thanks. The easy times, the good times, and the not so easy times, the bad times, they're still good gifts. Remember what Jesus told us to pray? He said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He says that we ought to have the attitude of we're willing to do God's will here on earth just like they do in heaven, which means quickly, without hesitation, without resistance, without complaint, without doubt, and totally. He said we should accept God's will and do God's plan according to his will, exactly as he wants it. Jesus said, not as I wilt, but as thou be done. I'm talking about thanks. I don't think I'm going to get to the giving. Thanks means appreciation, and thanks means acceptance. We accept what he gives us because we know that it's right, and we know that he's right. Thanks means giving. It shows appreciation. It shows acceptance. But it also shows anticipation. He said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Well, if it's a good gift, if he has given me something good, I can anticipate it to do a good thing. Do you understand that? He has given us good gifts, and those good gifts are for our good. We can anticipate a good result. That word perfect is a word that means growth of mental and moral character. He said, that I'm giving you, not just to make you happy, make you smile, not just to make your life easy, because sometimes it makes life harder, but he says, it's a gift that I'm giving you to perfect you, to help you grow spiritually, morally, mentally, to help you. And I say, thanks means anticipation. The good thing he's doing in your life and mine, we can anticipate it doing good things. He's doing something good in us. He has given us something good to do something good in us. Did you hear that? That's anticipation. That's expectation of wonder what God's going to do in my life. Well, I've dealt with thanks. I'll get to the giving later. Because just like the disciples, they received the bread, but then they gave the bread. And thanks doesn't end there. It continues by giving. So I want to say this morning, I'm just going to stop. No good place to stop. We'll keep going, so I'll stop now. Do you appreciate how good God has been to you? Do you realize you could be in hell right now? Do you realize you should be in hell right now? Running into my old buddies, talking to this one that's been sick and the fellow that he rooms with, and reminds me, at the least, I could still be caught up in sin like they are. But I also should be and probably would be in hell if God hadn't come to me and chased me down and convicted me of my sin. I thank him for salvation. And this morning I want to say to all of us, we ought to be thankful. I know. Hey, I live in the world too. I know it's hard. I know it's dark. I know it's scary. I know that. But I want to tell you one thing. We've got a God who will help us, and a God who walks with us, and a God who knows what's going on in your life, in this world, in this country. And he's a God who can be trusted. And he's a God who should be thanked. Appreciation, acceptance, anticipation. What is God doing in your life? What's ahead? Walk with him, obey him, trust him, and find out. Let's stand together.